Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, NYCVirtualOffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000 or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Sometimes I Bible study, I try to have series. You know, on occasion, on a Sunday, I try to have a series. But a lot of times, it's like, oh, give me a word for the people for that day and for that hour. And it's challenging sometimes because he didn't give it to you right then, right before you get ready to speak, so you can't add anything to it. Or taking the city away from it. And last night, I was like, what should I say to the Lord? And he just gave me some simple words. And I believe it's for me. I don't know about you because I have some things going on. All the Lord said was, trust me. I mean, it's just that simple. He's saying, how did I come about that? You know, if we go over to the book of Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5, we probably, in our lives as Christians, we read this scripture. Recited the scripture many times. But do we really grasp the full meaning of what these words are saying in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5? Trust in the Lord with all. That's deep right there. And you know, even in relationships, I'd be a little bit in my heart and then do it all to you. I don't get heartbroken before. I'm going to have to wait till I search it out. I can't do it all in my heart because that thing hurt when you let me go. That thing will hurt if you turn your back on me. So I'm only going to give you a little bit of me. But God is saying, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. He said, not only trust in me with all your heart, but then he says, and lean not on thy own understand. as hard sometimes. Because we've gone through some things, we have a little bit of knowledge up there, we have a little a bit of reasoning that we can kind of deduce and deduct and, you know, figure out some things when things start going awry, you know. But God said, no, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. Lean. When I get a little tired, I got to support myself on something. I've got to rely on something other than myself when I want to lean. I get a little tired, brace myself on a wall to keep from falling down. I put my trust in that wall, or the wall gonna hold me up, because when I'm looking to lean, I'm looking for some aid, some support, some comfort, something to get me through. And a lot of times we try to get through on our own understanding. And when we do that, everything gets all messed up. When I look around at all the chaos and all the confusion that's going on, and I don't take it lightly with the hurricanes and all of the destruction and damage that's going on, and people's hearts are in fear, and people are wondering, what am I going to do? God, how can you allow all of this calamity to come my way? God is saying, trust. He's saying, trust me. Because what can you do? Can you get yourself out of this predicament? And sometimes we got our own selves in a predicament. And now you say you're going to trust your own knowledge to get you out of something that you got into? And sometimes God just allows us to be put into certain situations and certain circumstances so that ultimately, we can be purged and cleaned and cleansed, and then ultimately that He will get the glory. That He will get the glory because of what He wants all that. This is lean not unto thine own understanding. Wow, should we not lean on our understanding? I love what it says over in Isaiah 55:9. It says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, said the Lord. The Lord who asked you to trust in Him. He says, for as the heavens are higher than the earth. That's some distance there. That's some distance. So are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Do you know how much distance there is between heaven and the earth? That's a lot of a distance to cover. And he said, my thoughts are way out there. Your thoughts are way out there. How are you going to trust? He said, you have limited sight, limited vision, limited knowledge, because all the knowledge that you have, I gave you, and I didn't give you all that I have, because your finite mind cannot comprehend infinite wisdom. That's why I said, God said, don't even know your own understanding. I don't understand why all of this stuff happened. Why are you saying trust in me? Go with me to Matthew. I'm just going to preach this morning. God is saying, I want my people to trust in me. Matthew 8:23. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves. But he was asleep. But he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us. We perish. And he said unto them, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Here we have some expert fishermen. Expert fishermen. And I would just fathom to say that being a fisherman, they've been out on the seas, they've experienced turmoil and turbulence and rough waters before. They've been out there on those rough waters a lot of times, I would say, without Jesus in the mix. And Jesus himself, God in the flesh, was there with them asleep. They were there. Great fishing. Why are they panicking? They've seen waves before. They've seen the sea rising. Why are they panicking? No. Evidently, all their knowledge, all of their understanding that they had couldn't get them out of that situation. But what they failed to acknowledge was that if the God who created everything is right here in the midst with me, and he is asleep, which means he's not afraid, he's not worried about anything, and the ship is just going all over, he's asleep. Well, for me, I'm just saying, I'm looking at, you know, hindsight of 2020. But even with me, I think, I probably just, well, if he don't care, if he's asleep, I might as well go to sleep too. Come, I tell my son all the time, don't you get scared until you see me scared. Don't you sweat until you see me sweat. Because as long as I'm not sweating, I got things under control. And it appears to me that the man who created the wind and everything was in control even while he was asleep. Now, he was asleep because he was in the physical, but the God man is never asleep. The God man is never asleep when the waves are roaring and turmoil is going off in your life. Sometimes God just tells us to be still and know that I am God. Yeah, he was asleep. And they went and woke him up. Wake up, Lord, save us. We perish. That's me. I'm looking at this we collectively. Because to me, we include Jesus because we all in the boat together. And they said, Lord, you need to get up and save us because all of us are going down. Well, I wasn't worried about going down. But since y'all cried out to me, since y'all woke me up, I got to ask you a question. If you saw me asleep, why are you fearful? I didn't see a response from him. He said, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? I know the winds are blowing. I was asleep, but I'm aware of what's going on in your life. I don't need you to panic, but since you panic, God is letting you know, even if you panic and you cry out to me, I'm going to hear you, but I want you to have faith in the midst of a test, in the midst of turmoil, and understand.
Then he arose, and he rebuked the winds and the sea, and then there was a great calm. And I told you, the Lord is saying to the body today, trust me. Trust me. And I said, Lord, why should I trust you? You ever see these commercials on TV? They're selling these vehicles and these and all types of vehicles, and they talk about all the awards that you receive, this award in safety, and you receive this award in that, and for customer satisfaction. They're giving you a list of reasons that you should buy their vehicle. God is saying, trust me. Why do you need me to really reveal my resume? God is saying that you should trust me because over in Hebrews 13 and 8, I'm telling you, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I change it not. You may think you're going through something, but I don't change. I understand where you are. I understand what you're going through. That's why. And over in Titus 1 and 2, it lets us know that he's a God that cannot lie. That's why you should trust him. He's a God that changes not. That's why you should trust him. He is a God who created you. That's why you should trust him. Psalm 46. And this is where God really, really talked to me. Because a lot of times we allow fear to set in and to overtake us. We allow the situation to limit our trust in God. We allow the situation to take so much control of us so we cannot even see God. But God is saying over Proverbs, lean not on your own understanding. Don't lean on what you know. He's saying, lean on me because you can trust me because I cannot be moved. He said, you can lean on me and trust me because all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. I have it all in my hand. So God is saying to us today, trust me. The situation may not be like you want it to be. The situation may not be optimal for you right here and right now. But God is saying, I'm not ready to move on your behalf right now, because now is not the time. The time may be right in your mind because you are right there and that's all you can see. But God is saying, I am from everlasting to everlasting. I see the beginning and the end, and where you are is where I want you, but where you are right now is where you're not going to receive the blessing that I have for you. I need you to wait just a little while longer. It's tough. But here's why God is saying, trust me. Psalm 46, verse 1. God. He didn't say your own understanding. He didn't say your friends and your family. He didn't say your job. He said, God is our refuge and strength. And I like this, a very present help in trouble. You may think you're in trouble, but you're not really in trouble just yet. You're calling on him, but you're not in trouble just yet. That's why he hasn't shown up yet. Even though he's right there in the boat with you, you're not in trouble yet. Because he's a very present help when in trouble. When you are in trouble, he is present and he will show up. Did y'all get that? He may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. In times of trouble, he's a very present help. We want to put God on our timetable. And I'm going to take the we out of it and say, I want to put God on my timetable. But God is saying, Vincent, trust me. You may see some things in front of you, but he's just saying, close your eyes right now. He's saying, close your eyes and bow your head right now. Because if you close your eyes and bow your head, you can't see what's in front of you. And when you can't see what's in front of you, then you got to really trust me. When you can't see what's in front of you, then you got to walk by faith and not by sight. And then you'll realize that I am very present in time of trouble. Well, what kind of trouble are you talking about? Well, it don't matter what kind of trouble it is, but I'm going to give you a few examples of what our God can do. Because it's not too hard for Him to get you out of any kind of trouble. He can make things go away. He can open doors that nobody can close. And He can close doors that nobody can open. That's the kind of God we serve. People may be all around you doing things, getting advancement and getting this and getting that. And you're wondering, why, God, am I suffering? God, why am I here? Why am I in the midst of the storms? God is saying, trust me. Therefore, will not be feared, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. I want you to get this in your mind. Mountains are very steep. Unless you're going to use some high explosives and throw something into a mountain, there ain't going to be too much room. But here God is saying, even something that's stable, if it is removed, don't be afraid. Trust me. Let me make it clear. Even though that position that you had, that relationship that you had, even though it was solid in your mind, and it gets removed, don't worry. Even if it gets carried away in the midst of the sea, don't worry. Trust me. When you turn on the news and you see all of the flooding and everything that's going on, my heart goes out to those people. However, when you look at everything being washed away and carried away, I like it. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains be moved, he says in verse 4, there's a river. In the midst of all the turmoil, there's a river, the streams where shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. There's a river that is just flowing so nicely, so smoothly in the holy place of God. God is saying, just trust me, even though all this raging stuff is going on, all of this stuff in the midst is going on, don't worry about it. Because I guess it. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that when? Right early. Right early. See, we got to walk through this thing. So much going on, everything going on. We word and we panic, just like the disciples did in the field. Jesus is right there in the midst of them, and he said, why are ye so fearful, O ye of little faith? I'm right here with you. Why are you so scared? Why are you worried? I take care of the birds of the air. They don't do nothing but just hang out and wait. I'm going to make it real. How many of y'all been driving down the road? The road here. Y'all see vultures everywhere, though. And all they doing is sitting and waiting on something to go. Did you go there? Did they run the public? Nope. Did they run the Sam's or Costco? Nope. Who provided for their heavenly Father? What is it? Well, we just don't trust it. There's no one with all gonna lean not until I don't understand it, because that's crap. He gonna go up there, he gonna be a crap. He gonna look, look, and that's what he's doing. Make it plain to you. But that's like I said, trust me. In the midst of it all, why should I trust you? He said that you can raise the kingdom through the other supports in the earth. Now, how many of you can just speak something in the world to know that's how powerful God is? When the time comes, all he has to do is utter his voice. The earth melted. Think about this. When Jesus just spoke, the sea became calm. The wind ceased. He just spoke a word. Come on, y'all. If you got a God like that, why should you worry? Why should you fret? He's just saying, trust me. He's saying, trust me. He said, I know it hurts. I've been through the hurt. I've been through the pain. People turned their back on me, but I trusted my Father. Even when I was getting ready to go to the cross, and when I was up, I said, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? He said, I've been there. He's been there, but because of the joy that was set before him, he endured it all. But that is saying, if I allow my only begotten Son, my only begotten Son to come down and to redeem you and to die, he died. Y'all can just understand that he died and I rose. He rose. I spoke the word. I brought him back from the dead. Now, come on. Why are you fearful? Why are you afraid? God is saying, trust me. Even though that situation looks like it's dead, trust me. Why does he say, trust me? I like verse 7. He says, the Lord of hosts is with us. When you understand that if God be for you, who can be against you? Have you gotten to a place in your life to where nothing else matters but God? Because if you get to that place where nothing else matters but God, everything else will be all right. Because if God really matters in your life, your home will be taken care of. If God really matters in your life, your finances will be taken care of. If God really matters in your life, everything that you need will be provided. God is saying, you got to trust me in the morning. You got to trust me when you don't feel me. You got to trust me when you don't see me. Because he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Come on, somebody, say yes. It's not a difficult word. It's just trust in the Lord. We've got to learn to trust Him, saints. When times get hard and we don't understand, we just got to trust Him. We may not know what to do, but sometimes you just got to say, Jesus, and trust that there's power in the name of Jesus. We just got to say, Jesus, sometimes when we don't know what to say. I'm bringing it in because this thing is hitting me today. It's cutting me like a knife. Because I cried out to God. And I've asked Him for so many things. And I'm saying, Lord, why are you not delivering on your promises? And God is saying, who are you to question me? I'll deliver when I get ready to deliver. I'll deliver when you're ready to receive. He's saying, Vincent, just trust me. Sometimes, in the midst of trying to wait on God, We want to take matters into our own hands. That's when we start creeping back over to leaning to our own understanding. But God is saying, I have the floods in your life for a reason. I have that turmoil in your life for a reason. I have that friend or that supervisor that's getting on your nerve in your life for a reason. We always talk about Job, but we have the privilege of looking back on what Job went through. We can't be there with Job because he didn't know what was happening. Sometimes God has somebody he wants to turn their hearts to him. And you are the only righteous person that can endure what he's about to put on you. Because that person is looking at you. Why are you going through something? It's for that person that he wants to win to Christ. He's saying, don't you worry, don't you fret. Just trust me. Don't try to work your way out of it. Don't try to squirm out of it. If you want to do any kind of moving at all, God said, just move your lips and call on me. Because I like verse 10. This is the verse that he's saying, Vincent, I really want you to comprehend. This is the verse I really want you to internalize. This is the verse I want you to know that my promises are hanging on. All I need you to do is to just be still. And not only just be still, but sometimes God saying, I want you to be still and know that I am God. Sometimes we heard what other folk have said. Sometimes we watch stuff on TV. But God is saying, I want you to know that I am God. How can you know that I am, oh, your God? How can I know that, yeah, you are Jehovah Shalom? Because I got to get in a turmoil where my peace is all gone from me. Then I'll know that you are Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. He's just saying, be still and know that I am God. When everybody has done all that they can do, when the doctors have done all that they know to do, he's saying, be still and know that I am Jehovah. Woo! The God who heals. See, you got to get in a situation to know that he's God. You got to get into a situation to know that you need him. Sometimes we have so much, so many things, so many material things, so much education, till we just blot out God. But he's saying, I'm putting you in that situation. I placed you right there. So even if you don't accept me, you will not be able to deny me. You won't be able to deny that I did. You might not want to give me the praise. You might not want to give me the glory. But when I move that situation, when I turn it around, all you can say is, I don't know what God did. So, saints, today, in the midst of everything, you may not understand why. You may not understand it all. You may be crying out to God. But right now, God is saying, trust me. Just trust me. Even when you don't see me, know that I am worthy.
We trust that you've been blessed and encouraged by today's message. For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, NYCVirtualOffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000 or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.